This is Wattio Ritterloo.
All right, Mono Amigos, welcome to the Mono A Mono Show right here on CKMS 102.7 Mono A Mono. Now, I'm doing another all-weather haulage takeover right here. So what that means is throughout the course of this show, I'm going to be playing with some modular synthesizers in the background here. Talking a little bit about modular synthesizers, my journey in particular, and while I'm putting together this album on the radio, which I don't know has been done before, I'm also talking about another solo artist. So in episode one, we featured Kara Lee. Kara Lee actually had nothing to do with modular synthesis. I don't necessarily feature an artist who deals with modular synthesizers. I just feature another solo artist. Episode 2, I did Audio Boffins, the project by my brother Jeff McKenna. And today I've got an interesting one. This one does deal with modular synthesizers. Andrew Ostler. So I'm going to tell you more about him in a little bit. But I'm starting out with some chaos here, and I'm kind of excited for this episode for a couple reasons. One, this is mainly my first podcast of the new year. I have a system change coming soon. I've got a two-tiered, right now I'm dealing with one nifty case, so that's like, I don't know, one modular synth case, and I'm going to be doubling that. I'm going to be building it up. I've got a Moog Mavis on order that I'm going to be putting in right now. Like, and I've been thinking, I got to get this Moog Mavis in because whenever I've heard it, I've loved the sound of a Moog. Although I've got some, I'm just running through the nifty cases. The Create Audio Chips, which is just an oscillator. And some people say it's like, it's got a little bit of distortion in it, and they say that's part of the charm of it on the Create Audio website, is that it's a little bit unpredictable. And normally if I'm trying to do something like this artist who I'll play in a little bit with that's got some droning or some peaceful stuff, it doesn't work and I gotta go for something else. But right now in the background as it being a sort of bass beat, I feel like as a bass, you want that grittiness. So I'm actually, the chips is being triggered by my cells, which also comes with the Create Audio. I'm going to talk about this actually. I think that's where I want to go and do some gear talk today. Because I feel like on YouTube, I've been watching YouTube videos to get some information about what modules to start with and what I want to use. And I feel like there's, not that it's misinformation, but that it's I feel like rich person information. Like, I look at some of the stuff that they've purchased, and I feel like I've put a ton of money into my modular system, and it could be so much money. And they're recommending these things that cost, I don't know, tons. Like, if you tally up all the stuff that they suggest, you're going to be starting out with a system that's like $3,000. And maybe for some people, that's not a lot of money. But I feel like for most musicians, especially I started out as a guitar player, I don't know. Well, actually, some people get like I haven't been in guitar for so long. The Marshall stacks. You can go. I used to think, okay, $500 for a Marshall stack was insanity. And that's like a used one probably now. I haven't even looked at prices in a while. But $500 for a Marshall stack, which is just the speaker part, I would think is nuts. You can spend $500 on a module that is just like attenuators, which just decreases signals. Now, it also, I'm thinking of the Maths by Make Noise, which in fact I have on order. But again, and they call it they call this module the Swiss Army knife of modules. It can do so many things. But when I look at it and first look at it, and I'm hoping once I play with it, it can do a whole bunch more than this. It looks like a mixer attenuator type thing down the middle. And all that means is it can mix your signals or it can decrease the intensity of your signals. Apparently it can do a whole lot more. I'll find out in a little bit. But another thing I've got here that I bought used is Moog Mavis. I think I was mentioning that at the beginning. I'm excited to get that in. Right now I'm waiting for the second kit or second Nifty case. And I think what I want to do, like, it comes with a power cable and you can do it standalone, but I think I want to mount this in my Eurorack case. And a lot of people have told me that I don't want to do that because eventually I'm going to start worrying about HP, which is like the width of the modules, and they measure width in HP, which I think has to do with the distance between the screw rings on the tops of the modules. So there's like, people are saying that I'm going to be worried all about my HP soon, but I feel like with a second case coming, I'm not too worried, so I'm going to mount this. And the reason why they're suggesting not is because a Nifty case is, if we think of it, you don't really need to understand what the HP is, but if you just think of the HP as a unit of measurement, the Nifty case is 84 HP wide. 84 units of measurement wide. And the Moog Mavis is 44 units of measurement wide, 44 HP wide. So it is over half of this new Nifty case. So essentially, I'm getting this new Nifty case. And I'll talk, I think the Nifty cases are great, but essentially what I'm doing is I'm buying a new Nifty case for about, I think you can get just the case for about $250, let's say $300. I think it's $250 for a case without any modules. Just to hold that one Moog Mavis and possibly a couple other modules. So, I don't know. Yeah, like, that's the thing with this is it can get pricey quick, especially if you're trying to, you got some ideas in mind. Yeah, craziness. Anyway, the what's happening in the background is starting to come together, and it's easy. I'm noticing myself too. It's easy to become addicted or obsessed. I don't know what way I would put it with this stuff, During the Christmas break, I watched the hardcore version, which is the extended version of I Dream of Wires. Absolutely fantastic. That got me even more invested in this stuff, to be wanting to do more and want more and things like that. And then the craziest thing happened during this past, like, Christmas holidays. A huge company called Mutable Instruments, they've got one of the, I don't know, like, different sites rank, and different YouTubers rank different VCOs, which are just the oscillators, the things that make noise. And quite often, there's a Mutable Instruments one, and I used it on the last All-Weather Haulage takeover that I purchased, called Plates or Plats. People online often say it differently and argue that people are saying it wrong and whatever. But Mutable Instruments, as a company, said, I don't know if they went under or whatever, but they said, we're no longer making modules anymore. And which is interesting. I think one of their kind of downfalls, and the mod world, like people who like building this stuff, I don't think they would think it's a downfall, but I think for their company anyway, is all their stuff is open sourced. So for example, this Plates or Plats that I'm talking about, there are, if you went to buy it on Reverb.com, there are a ton of knockoff ones that just use the schematics for how it was created and create their own version of it, and they create it smaller and with all these different things. So I that could be a contributing factor to what happened. I mention them, I've got them, I've got this module going in the background. That's what you kind of hear. It sounds like it would be control voltage I'm playing, but it's not. I'm playing with the harmonizer dial with my hand here, and maybe I'll try and hook up some a control voltage. You can hook up a control voltage to it. I'm just playing with it. But anyways, this module in particular, pure craziness. So the company is saying they're no longer making modules. December 2022. At the same time, December 2022, they say, it's called a firmware update. But keep in mind, this nifty case is not connected to the internet. It's just this metal case here, not connected to a computer or anything. They say, turn on your case. And not everybody has a nifty case. There's a ton of different cases. Turn on your case, so and make sure that this one dial is turned to 12 o'clock, and when you turn on your case, when you turn back on your case, make sure you're holding down this button. Okay, so I do all that, and weirdness happens. All the lights that are usually green or red, they go yellow, and some stuff happens. Then they say, take this wave file, and they provided a wave file, and play it from your computer and hook your computer's audio out into this one particular port. And all it's doing is playing a WAV file. And somehow, magically, it unlocks 10 new sounds from this one module that you can now use. Like, they're just there. It is pure magic. Craziness. I don't even understand how any of that works. It's not like I downloaded something or anything. That audio that I played into it while in this kind of update mode unlocked all these new sounds. It was that had me. That locked me in. Now I'm obsessed. This stuff is so cool. And I don't know, even if you're half into the sound, like, I'm loving the sound of what I'm doing. I don't know if everyone does, but just the coolness of what happened. And maybe it's heightened because of how I was watching I Dream of Wires. I don't know. But all of this has made me obsessed. And I'm gonna do some more gear talk, but I'm gonna jump into some music right here by my solo artist. And the solo artist this week is Andrew Osler. I'm gonna tell more about him in a little bit, but if you enjoy what you're hearing here, you can go to Andrew-Osler Bandcamp, even if you search that. And he uses a whole bunch of modular synthesizers, and I'm guessing I know a few of them that he uses. I'm going to talk more about it. I'm going to jump into some of his music right here on CKMS 102.7. Mono a mono! right, Mono Amigos, there it was. That was some On the Way Down. On the Way Down right there by Andrew Osler. Maybe I'll give a little bit of information here. He is from Edinburgh. And this is from an album that track actually was from an album that he released November 2022. And the album is called Four Drones for Saxophone and Modular Synthesizer. Now we're going to hear a couple from that album throughout this episode. Because the other albums that he's got, and I think most of his stuff was created in like 2021, 2022. But the other stuff that he's created are like 20 plus minute tracks. So maybe we'll go out on part of one of those. But we're going to get to some more, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit more in a little bit. What I want to talk about now is some gear talk. I was saying at the beginning that it's not really misinformation, but that it's tricky if you like modular synthesis and you like either what you're hearing of, I'm just experimenting in the background. I'm trying to put together some good sounds that I'll be able to create. I talked about last time my whole idea of my, almost like my Marvel universe, but it's really my music universe of past time stuff written with current, written with, I want to just maybe move into modular synthesis because I'm finding this so fascinating and so cool. So that could be the future. But online, I see a lot of stuff about what you should get to get going. Now, what's crazy to me though is the costs involved. I think 100% the way to go to start is to buy the Nifty bundle. The Nifty case bundle. So what it comes with is it comes with a Nifty case that I was talking about at the beginning. Let's suppose altogether this thing costs $350. I think I got mine for a little bit less than that. I'm going to say $300 because I got it when it was brand new. But I think because of its popularity, it's even increased a little bit in price. And when I got mine, so I've been playing guitar for years and years and years, and I've gotten kind of bored. I was looking for a fresh start to get back into music. I started playing with VCV rack and getting into that, but sitting at the computer, always you are working on the computer and you're playing with VCV rack, and then you think, oh yeah, I better check my work, whatever. And so you get out of it. So a couple years ago, I had gotten as a birthday present a $200 gift card for Long & McQuaid. So really, my Nifty bundle only cost me about $100. So it was like a super cheap start. Now, the reason why I say the Nifty bundle or the Nifty case, I feel like if you just buy a Nifty case, you're going to spend somewhere between $260 and $300, and all you're going to get is the case. If you spend an extra $50, so somewhere around $350, you're going to get the case, you're going to get chips, which is one of my favorite sequencers ever. Out of all sequencers, it's one of my favorites because most sequencers just step through whatever, a pattern, and I don't have any of the fancy ones, but they step through like an 8 or 16 step pattern, and you get to set what it does at each of those patterns. Cells, it's got a whole bunch of cells. I haven't actually counted how many it has, but you can have it just rotate like a 4-cell pattern in one direction, or what I do is I have it rotate one direction based upon, I don't know, the bass drum hit, and then another direction based upon the snare hit. So if you have it timed differently for each thing, it's going to play almost random notes. It's almost like a quantizer, which sets up specific notes. and a sequencer all in one. It's absolutely fantastic, and it's kind of random with what it does. Craziness. Anyways, it's super fun. Cells is awesome. Chips is pretty good if you want something like just a regular old VCO. Like when I go to do something, I go to plates or plats. That's my go-to one. And again, I am new at this. I'm newer, but starting out, this is what I'm thinking. Chips is pretty good. Like, if you compare it to other people that are saying go with this, I don't even think you're going to notice the difference unless you're trying to do some of that, like we just heard with Andrew Osler's stuff there, some droning stuff, because there's a little bit of distortion in the chips module. Now, the reason why I say to go with the Nifty case is because I was trying to buy some modules off some people on Kijiji, and what they were saying is, oh, you know what? You should, here, this is a super cheap power source. Buy this power source for $200. All it is the ribbon and a module to control the power source that you can plug into. You don't get a case for that amount. That's $200 just for a power ribbon and a module to run the power ribbon that you can plug into a wall. $200. All the cases that I've seen are like, for a blank case with no power ribbon, are at least $200 or $300. So right there, $500, you're over the Nifty case, what it costs. You have no modules. Then what you need is an audio out. You gotta somehow get that audio from what you're doing out so you can hear it on your, I run mine through Zoom R16. It's just like a little 8-channel recording device. But you could just hook your headphones in or something like that to hear it. You need to hear it somehow or run it into your computer. So then you got to buy another thing, probably $100 to $300 for that module. Then maybe you started out in BC VRAC and the guy was telling me that I was trying to buy some of the modules off of. Well, you should spend $300 and get this MIDI module so that you can connect your modular synth up to your computer and it'll create, either connecting through BC VRAC, MIDI to CV. Well, that's another $300. So if you've spent $500 now on a case, on a power source, and on this module, oh yeah, we need the audio out, so maybe we're up to like $900. We're getting close to $1,000 and we don't even have any modules. We can't even do anything yet. Which is crazy. The Nifty case has got built into it an audio out. It actually has two audios, so if you can have two audios out, it'll mix it together equal volume and it'll have an audio out. So what I did was I bought online on Amazon a super cheap Behringer mixer, and so I can adjust each of the things so I could have one louder than the other, and it's got an overall volume as well. But that Behringer mixer, when I bought it, was only $120 or something. So, again, it's still getting up there. If you go the non-Nifty case way, I feel like you're spending $800 or $900 just for your case before you can even get any modules in there. Nifty case, Nifty bundle, $350. You get the MIDI interface, you get the audio out, you can hook up your headphones, you can hook it up to a recording device, or you can USB connect it to your computer. It's got the MIDI inputs, the old 5-pin MIDI inputs. I think it's 5-pin, maybe it's more. And it comes with two modules. Absolutely fantastic stuff. So, I don't know, there's people online that say, you gotta get this one, you gotta get this one. I feel like if you're trying to start on a budget, this is a perfect way to get going. And then what I've eventually done is, and I've maybe for the next all-weather haulage takeover, I've bought the Nifty ears and another case, and I'm gonna have two cases There is actually a MIDI pass-through, so I'm going to hook the two up together and see what I can make with that. So, some kind of neat stuff there. Maybe some stuff to wrap your head around if you're interested in getting into this stuff. I'm going to jump into another track here. I gave some information about Andrew Osler and his stuff, his music here. I'm going to jump into another track from this album. So again, the album was called Four Drones for Saxophone and Modular Synthesizers. It was released November 2022. We heard the first time on the way down. We're going to listen to here on the way up, right here on CKMS 102.7. Mono a mono! Thank you. All right, Mono Amigos, we are back right here on CKMS 102.7. And that was another track right there by Andrew Osler, who I'm going to give some more information right in this segment coming up here. We heard first On the Way Down. That track that you heard right there was On the Way Up. I feel like it was those two were good to play together. They had a couple, he has a couple in between those. What's neat is on his Bandcamp, you go to Andrew Osler, search it up in Bandcamp or Andrew-Osler, O-S-T-L-E-R. And he's got vinyl for sale, everything. Awesome stuff. I haven't been able to purchase the vinyl. I just am playing this right now off of his Bandcamp page. But awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. And maybe we'll go out on one of the 20-minute tracks. But I end up talking so much about this stuff because it's so interesting to me. One other piece of gear I forgot to mention as we were going into that track. In order to get all this stuff to sync, now I was saying about all the MIDI connections and things like that, for the All Weather Hollage album before this one called Shock, which was recorded right as COVID started, I had collected some of this analog synth stuff with my Aturia Microbrute and my Rhythm Wolf. Now, the Rhythm Wolf, I got so cheap. I think I mentioned this before. I got for like maybe $100 because right when it came out, people just absolutely hated this this machine, this sequencer. And so I thought, I know nothing about analog synthesizers and sequencers. So I'm going to start off with this super cheap one because they're all super expensive. Like, I was watching a video online that said what drum sequencers you should get, and the cheapest one that they suggested that is good is the Korg. I think it's called Beats, maybe? Korg Microbeat, or I don't know. I forget exactly what it is, but they've got these little micro sequencers, and they suggest that one's pretty good. But even that one, I think I looked it up one time, and it's entry level, maybe you can find it used, like I found my Rhythm Wolf, but is about $200. This one anyway, I got this Rhythm Wolf, I got for $100, and it doesn't have all the CV, the control voltage stuff that you might want, but it's a not bad sequencer. And what I do is, because the Nifty case has got MIDI in, I just connect the MIDI out from the Rhythm Wolf to the Nifty case, and now all the CV dials up at the top, or gate or trigger or whatever, are from the Microbrew. So if I just connect, all these are now in time with my Microbrew, all those are in time, not with the Microbrew, with the Rhythm Wolf. And so it's super cool. $100, you got this thing that can control all the timing right in your modular synthesizer. Anyway, while I was doing that, so I feel like some piece of gear like that, something cheap, what you want to look for is it's got trigger outs or gate outs. A lot of the time you can use them interchangeably for certain things, not for all things. And then that'll be able to connect to your system. While I'm doing that, I set up, there's a thing called a sample and hold, which you can kind of set up a random note generator type thing. And I set up this random note generator, and then I was watching some YouTube videos, and everybody else's random note generation sounded so much better than mine, and I couldn't figure out why. So then they started saying, oh, you need this quantizer. You need a quantizer. And so then I had to go and research what the heck a quantizer was, which is, I'm saying it like it's a big annoyance, but that's kind of the fun of modular synthesis, is you get these little things, you do this, you set up a new sound, and then you find out another piece that they have that you don't have. And that's where it gets also a little bit addictive. And then you start looking, where can you get one of those? So anyways, I think I've got on order this Quantizer. Actually, that's just one of its functions. It's called an Expert Sleepers Disting. I actually want the MK4. It looks unbelievable. But I've got on order the MK1, which, not bad, $100 for this thing. One of its functions is a quantizer. It can also apparently do 15 other things. So once I get it, I'm going to have to start learning these 15 other things that it can do too, because that'll be kind of neat. But this thing, even if I only use the quantizer, for $100, that's not too bad. And it looks fantastic. Out of every single module that I have or that is out there, this thing has LED input type things, which is unbelievable. Like, they shine. I don't know why everyone doesn't do that. Super cool. So if you can afford an MK4, that is super awesome. Like, apparently you can hook up an SD card to it and it can do a whole bunch of super delay and so, I don't know, I was reading about it. That looks like a future purchase that I'm gonna get. Now, the reason why I'm mentioning this one in particular that I've got on order and I'm gonna hopefully pick up sometime next week, which maybe I'll feature in my next All Weather Haulage Takeover, is because the artist that I've been playing, Andrew Osler, he is the person, he is the one man operation person for a company called Expert Sleepers, who creates this Disting MK1, and he creates the Disting MK4, who also creates all this great music under his own name out in Edinburgh there. Absolutely crazy. So, super neat stuff. I was reading on the website, in 2002 he was creating some VSTs. Those are like, I don't know, probably the easiest way to explain it is if you play with GarageBand, which is a nice free editing thing, you can include these virtual instruments. And so some of them aren't free, some of them you buy and you get these plugins and stuff like that, and then you've got these extra virtual instruments that you can use. I'm not exactly sure what VST stands for, but probably the V stands for something virtual. And so he started out doing that. In 2009 he got into modular, and in 2010 he had his first module release. So now 2023, 13 years ago, and I'm not sure when the MK1 was released. That's the one I'm in pursuit of right now, hopefully getting next week, and eventually this cool MK4. So that is it. What I would check out also, if you're getting into this stuff, these are like super modules, because if you've been following me this far, and if you're new, maybe I gotta start up a YouTube video so people can see some of this stuff too. At the beginning of this podcast, I was talking about HP being like a width measurement of how big these modules are. His modules are super small. I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe his is 4 HP wide. And it can do 16 different things, all in this small 4 HP, which, that is unbelievable. So it's this little thing that doesn't take that much space in my small 84 HP, 84 unit wide case, and so many people say that this is the highlight, this module. Like, it can do so much that they have this thing in there as, it's almost like another Make Noise Maps, but different. It's like a Swiss Army knife of effects, I want to say. Whereas the Make Noise Math is a Swiss Army knife of functionality. Like, it's great to have an attenuator, but it's hard to explain what it does. It just kind of shortens your... I don't know. It shortens... Let's suppose we're quantizing something and trying to get it into certain notes. It decreases the amount of different notes that it will pick. And it's a mixer and things like that. So, crazy. All this tie-in. I was finding this stuff out as I was researching and finding out more about it. I found out about Andrew Osler's music, and that's what we're featuring here. Now, this next track I'm going to jump into, I believe you pronounce it Fraxinet. He's got a video on there of him using his modular and stuff like that for this track. I'm going to jump into that right here on CKMS 102.7, Mono a Mono. All right, Mono Amigos, there it was, some Fraxinet right there by Andrew Osler. I'm going to go out on some of his other stuff. He's got a bunch of other stuff that he released also in 2022 and I believe 2021 here, some older stuff, some neat stuff. If you want to hear what somebody who creates these modules, the modules from Expert Sleepers, can do with his own modules. Actually, I'm not sure that he's using all his own modules. I'm sure he's using other ones as well. Check it out, andrew-osler.bandcamp.com. He's got some other 20-plus minute tracks. Maybe we'll go out on some of those. I feel like I'm getting somewhere with this stuff. I've been doing some experimenting, trying to isolate some where some of these sounds are coming from, so I could hopefully record them individually and then mix them after. I feel like it's getting somewhere, and again, I'm using right here that Rhythm Wolf that people absolutely hate. I think that the drums aren't a huge feature of my music. They keep me in time and are my drum beat. But maybe I'll even get my brother to see if he can put some drums over top and I'll drop those out. I don't know. I feel like the other instrumentation is the focus of what I'm doing here. So having a cheaper drum sequencer in there could be the way to go. $100 only for that type of thing. Mono Amigos, thank you for being here with me on this journey. If you were listening to CKMS, from time to time I do these modular takeovers. Make sure to, if you want to see some of the other or hear some of the other ones, make sure to check out mamradio.com. Or I'm getting my own website wrong. We're a Canadian thing here. mamradio.ca. Check it out, and you can see some of it. We do a whole ton of podcasts right here on the Mono and Mono Show. Eventually, coming up, we're going to jump back into the Airheads, where we're grabbing old articles from the year 2000, old CKMS articles, going through them and updating the musical selections for as if they were written today. Thanks for listening, Mono Amigos. Tune in next Saturday, right here on CKMS, and all the time. There's great stuff on CKMS all the time. I say Saturdays because that's my show. Fantastic stuff on here all the time. Check it out right here on CKMS 102.7. Mono a Mono!